In Ireland, the discovery of a large circular enclosure dating back to the Bronze or Iron Age has stopped construction of a controversial four-lane highway. The project was halted just one day after the first sod was turned to get construction underway. The road is to link Dublin with the town of Navan. The existing road is so gridlocked, it can take 2 hours to go 25 miles. But opponents complain the M3 highway will cut right through Tara, the ancient seat of power in Ireland, considered the spiritual and sacred heart of the country. Conor Newman has visited the site of the ancient find. He's professor of archaeology at the National University of Ireland and joins us from Galway. Professor Newman, can you describe what was found at this site? What does it look like?
Well, what was found were the remains of a series of concentric timber circles, and so obviously the wood is long gone, and what we see on the ground are the remains of the post holes themselves. The circles cover an area in the order of 80 metres in diameter, and in the middle of that area is a 16 metre diameter enclosure. That is entranced by a funnel-shaped avenue.
And do you know what it might have been used for?
It's an open-air, temple is probably the best way to describe it. So one can imagine that from time to time at various festivals in the pagan Celtic calendar, the tribe would gather there for feasts, for the burial of the dead, for marriages, sacrifices and so on. So they have uncovered, I would guess, in the order of maybe 4/5 of the monument. They need to finish off emptying out the fills of the posts and the various pits that are found in the area. One of the pits is quite interesting. It's just to the south of the enclosure, and it contains the remains of a very large hunting dog. There's a very interesting pattern emerging in Irish archaeology where these really big hunting dogs, they'd be on the scale of a large Alsatian or a small wolf, that they're very much a symbol of authority and power, and we're finding consistently that they are buried or sacrificed at these great royal sites.
And the bones of that dog were found here and at this site?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's actually, from our point of view, it's one of the things that helps to convince us, without obviously clear independent scientific dating, that we're talking about a monument here that is Celtic ultimately.
Why don't you explain for us what the significance is of Tara, of this historic and ancient region of the country?
Well, Tara is very much the cultural capital of Ireland. We can trace human activity there from around 4000 BC, and in all of those intervening centuries, generations after generations went to Tara to bury their dead, to conjoin with the community of pagan deities, and perhaps most importantly, to inaugurate their kings. Kingship in early medieval Ireland was a sacral phenomenon, so the king underwent a symbolic marriage with the tribal goddess and became himself in that way sacred. Tara, or Chawr, as it's pronounced in Irish, means a sanctuary. As you can see with what I'm saying here, we have a convergence of archaeology, history, mythology, and place names. And this convergence gives us a very clear resolution on the shape and size and makeup of the ritual landscape that is Tara. We've known this for many years. And yet, in spite of all that, and in spite of our warnings and those of all of the cultural institutions in Ireland, they persisted with their plan to drive a motorway right through the middle of this landscape. And thus, they will be cleaving into permanently a landscape that has survived as a result of its history and the careful custodianship of Irish generations. They will cleave it in two permanently.
Well, would there be any way to reroute this road, or is this whole area so rich with potential sites like this that it really is unthinkable?
I mean, the ideal, from my perspective, I suppose, and from the perspective of the economy, would be to go to the west of the Hill of Tara, because by so doing, they would be cutting in the order of 1.5 or 2 kilometres off the length of the motorway anyway. They have found so many monuments in the course of their test trenching. They were finding them every 400 metres that at that point in time, they really should have said, OK, enough is enough. It's time not to go into this valley because we're never going to get back out of it.
Do you think that preservationists such as yourself have public opinion on your side? Or would most Irish people say, we need a faster road, we're stuck in traffic trying to get to Dublin every day, and let's just build this thing?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you should ask that because the Irish Times are running a poll over the course of today, and I've been getting reports in over the course of the afternoon that 70% of people want the motorway rerouted. What the politicians are keen to do is to make it a local issue, but the fact is we're dealing with a site that really should be a World Heritage Site here, so it's not a local issue at all. It's something that's dear to the hearts of many Irish people.
Well, Professor Newman, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Conor Newman is a professor of archaeology at the National University of Ireland. He spoke to us from Galway. Thank you.